The Gemara Daf Chavches on the Beis is discussing the Nyanim of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara says a Chiddush that the Bate Knesias Sheba Bavel Al Tanai Hinasuyin. The shuls in Bavel are made with a Tanai. They're made with a Tanai that the Kedusha won't be there forever. And therefore, at least B'Churbanim, at least when they're Charev, there are certain leniencies, certain things you're allowed to do in those shuls that you can't do in a shul in Eretz Yisrael because they're built Al Tanai on the condition that their Kedusha should not remain, La'ilam shouldn't remain forever. Question is, what is the chilik between the shuls in Bavel and the shuls in Eretz Yisrael? Why are dafka the shuls in Bavel built with such a tanai that the kedusha shouldn't remain forever, but not the shuls in Eretz Yisrael? So Taisus learns that the shuls in Bavel, the shuls in Chutzatz, by definition, are built al tanai, that their kedusha is temporary because they're only there close man that were in galus. But he says, when Mashiach comes, the kedusha will go off. We'll no longer need them. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the kedusha mitchila was only Niskadish l'shaita for the time they were in Galus, but it was al tanai. The ones who go back to Eretz Yisrael, we don't need them anymore, and the kedusha will become batal. Mashenkin, the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason to say that the kedusha should never go off. They're not built in mind that it should be puk at any time, and therefore that kedusha remains forever, and it's not al tanai. That's the chiluk of Taisus. The Magen Avram in Kufnin Beis, Ifkan Tesvav, asks a fascinating kasha on Taisus. He says he doesn't understand the chiluk. L'chari, the shuls in Bavel are also. The Kedusha is La'ilam. The Kedusha is never going to go off because the Gemara says, famous Gemara, it's coming up soon in Daf Kaf Tesamad Alf. The Gemara says that Asidim Kol Batei Knesiyah Shebavavel Sheikvah Be'eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that all the shuls and chutzarets around the world, when Mashiach comes, they're going to go and they're going to be transported to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara learns out of Kal V'Chaymer from Har Tavar and other mountains that came to Eretz Yisrael. And who had done all the shuls and the Batei Knesiyas, but the midrashas around the world are also going to be nikva in Eretz Yisrael. So, in fact, among an Avram, if every shul is going to end up in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not going to be tipaka kedushasan. Even when Mashiach comes, the kedusha will remain. It will be moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Now they'll have kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't understand why. What would be the svar to say that the shuls in Bavel are more al tanai than the shuls in Eretz Yisrael? L'chara, the kedusha of the shuls and chutzar should never be paka either because they're going to end up being in Eretz Yisrael. And Magen Avram says maybe going to tell me that it's only the building that will be nikva in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe the floor, the karka, will remain in Chutz Laaretz. He says, no, he says, if you look at the Kal V'Chaymer, the Gemara is learning from Har Tavar, Har Karmel, it's clear that the karka itself is going to be transported as well, not just the binyan. And therefore, it's a good kasha. The Kedusha L'char is not going to become batal. If you look in the Nisiv Chaim over there, Nisiv Chaim and his Haggais on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, a teretz, he says that it's true that the karka is going to be nikva, the karka of the shul will go, but it's dafka, the karka of the shul, that's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, not the actual building, not the actual binyan. And he says, when the karka goes, it's going to go and it's going to become a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. It's going to get kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's not going to have kedushas beis haknesses. It's going to lose its kedusha of a shul, become part of Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, he says, that would answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham. It's not going to have the Kedusha's basic nasus. That Kedusha will become batal when Mashiach comes. It will get a new Kedusha. It will become part of Eretz Yisrael, and it will get Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. I was thinking that maybe he could answer, say, a different Eretz. I'll be the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada over there, Daf Chavtas, he learns that when we say that the shuls are going to be nikvah in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean the physical shul, the physical building, but it's referring to the Kedusha of the basic nasus. Hashem is going to gather all the Kedusha of all the different Batei Knesiyas around the world and bring that Kedusha and transport it to Eretz Yisrael. And that will become a chelik of Eretz Yisrael, a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. So if we that, the binyan itself, the physical building, its kedusha taka will become batal. It's only the kedusha, the kedusha which is chayfefes, it's the ruchni stick of kedusha which is there, which is going to be transported. So if we that would be miyasher of the Magen Avraham's kasha, because the kedusha of the binyan taka will become batal. It's just the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses itself will be transported, and that will never become batal.